Good morning. Thank you for calling Archtop Fiber. My name is CJ. With whom do I have the pleasure of speaking with today?
Oh, hi, CJ. It's Sharice Pegg again. I think I spoke to you a million times already today.
Yes, how are you?
I'm good. So we had a guy who's like a tech guy who's trying to help Paul, like, figure out this email problem, and we think somehow someone got into our, like, Wi-Fi, so we're trying to...
I mean, you said this is what we should tell you. I think someone is using my IP address there into my router, because we've gotten all this message there that our network is being used for spam and all kinds of stuff. We changed the Wi-Fi password and restarted the router.
Yes.
Now we need to log into the router to see what's connected to it, and we're not sure how to do that.
So the HomePass app is the way to do that.
The HomePass app?
Yes. Okay. You will be able to see all the devices.
Okay.
Let me pull it up. So you'll be able to see all of the devices and everything that's connected to it.
Okay.
So I only see three devices connected.
Yeah, so that's Apple iPhone and my Air and your MacBook are connected.
Right.
So that's good.
Yes.
That doesn't solve our problem, though.
So, you should be able to see the list of everything that is offline. So, in your device list, I see a Nintendo Switch. I see a couple of...
Oh, yeah, the Nintendo Switch would be our game thing.
I see the Wiz Lite. I see an Apple iPhone 14. I see a Galaxy S21, which I believe would be from Artec when he first set everything up. There's an Apple iPad Pro 11-inch, a Pixel 7, the Tuya smart devices, the Wiz Lights. There's the security camera, there's the base station for the security camera, and then you have your iMac, the MacBook Airs, the other iPhone, the iPhone 14. So you should be able to go into your device list to see what's currently offline and what has been connected to the network.
Okay, cool.
But with that being said, now that you've changed the password, everything that you need connected to the network will have to be re-logged into the network.
Right. Okay. Well, I think we just need to keep an eye on this and make sure we know who's on there.
But she said somewhere we'll see who's not online.
26 connected devices. How are we able to see the 26 connected devices? Are we able to see that? Or?
Yes, you should be able to see those devices. There should be a device list in the HomePass app.
Right.
To see what's offline.
Okay. Would that be on the View Network or?
Bear with me. Let me go ahead and get to that real quick.
Oh, okay. Hold on. I see it now. Most active devices. So.
Which Pixel 7?
That's Gabby's.
To your smart device.
So those would be like the plugs. If you have anything that makes like your lights go off for Alexa or anything like that. Any smart device, usually it's Tuya. You'll have like the smart outlets, things like that.
Okay. Yeah, those would be our bathroom lights, I think. With lights, bathroom lights, as we say.
Try last 30 days.
Okay, last 30 days. Okay, iPhone, MacBook Air. Pixel 7, printer, SimpliSafe, Galaxy.
The text, I believe, has a Galaxy S as far as they go. So when they first initially set up your Wi-Fi network, they'll usually use their phone to make sure that it connects. But
okay, well, there's a thing at the beginning that says B2:A7:B8:57:923E. Is that, would that be there?
So oftentimes, like, I just help somebody connect their printer to the Wi-Fi, and it comes up as one of those.
Okay.
So it'll just give the MAC address instead of the actual name of the device.
Space station, Nintendo Switch.
Maybe these two that aren't, there's two of them that have no.
Oh, yeah, there's two that don't have a name.
Gigabytes full of stuff. Can we just get rid of those?
You should be able to go ahead and block those from connecting to the website, to the Wi-Fi network.
Okay, how do we do that?
So you should be able to tap on the device itself.
Yeah, if I tap on it, it doesn't do anything. It just, like, it just looks, it's empty. I mean, it, like, it's kind of lighter color than the rest of them, and there's no name on it.
Okay.
They seem to be using gigabytes worth of data.
5 gigs and then 3 gigs. And it doesn't have a name, so.
Honestly, what I would do is I would connect your network as far as it goes. So those devices that you have that need to be reconnected to the network, connect them one at a time and keep an eye on the topology in your devices to see what pops up as those.
Okay.
You might even be able to rename it.
Well, we think that might be because somebody's somehow hacked into our system and has been, like, redirecting, like, using Paul's email as spam.
For sending spam.
Sending spam out. Now he can't get into it. Now he's been blocked from sending emails because he's been sending so much spam, which he hasn't been, but someone else
has. I mean, they could also be using a VPN as well. I mean, there's so many different ways that people can hack emails nowadays. It's kind of scary.
Right. So when we're looking at the most active devices, everything else is named, right? It's Teresa's iMac, Apple iPhone, MacBook Air, Teresa's Air, Apple iPod Pro, Apple Pro 14, Pixel 7, Canon, and then there's one that doesn't have a name. And then it says simply, and then there's another one that doesn't have a name.
Yes. Do you have a printer in your home?
I have a printer, yeah, but it's naming the Epson printer. Hold on, it doesn't name that Canon printer, but it has two. Oh, it does name, both printers are named.
Okay, so both printers are named?
So there's two spots that are not named at all.
Okay, hold on, I'm looking. Okay, I do see the other Canon printer. So the only thing that I can really say is connect each one of your devices one by one.
Okay.
And then see what all of a sudden comes online after each device.
Okay.
Because once you identify, you know, if it's a safe device, then it'll pop up as online as you connect your device.
Okay. But there's no way to, like, kind of just block. There's no way to, like, delete access to any of these devices.
So the fun thing is there is a way to block the access. Let me go ahead and pull that up real quick. All right. And I'm just trying to get to the spot where I can walk you through it, because there should be a setting where you should be able to block access to it. And if you do hear a couple moments of silence, I do apologize. All right, because we've got the ability to do notifications, seeing if people are home. Let me go ahead and get to that spot where it is regarding the devices.
Ian, who's that?
I don't know.
What was what?
He just pulled up the DNS services, and it says search domains, and there's a name Ian on there, on the DNS.
Interesting.
Should I just
delete that off?
You can if you want.
Yeah, delete it off.
Not,
yeah, especially
it's not
if you don't like recognize it.
Yeah, but it's not allowing me to get rid of it.
DNS servers.
Do you have the guard enabled?
The guard?
Yeah, so if you go to your menu on the home pass, there should be an online protection.
Okay, hold on. Where would I find that?
So if you go to the main menu where it says menu and settings.
Okay, main menu. Okay, hold on, I see. I've got home, location, a menu and settings. Okay, I'm there.
You guard, should see where it says adapt, control, and then guard.
Oh, yeah. So they're all online protection enabled, advanced LRT protection enabled, remote access protection enabled.
Okay. All right. So that's important that that's on as well. Because what that will do is online protection also uses a constantly updating database of websites known to contain malware and botnets, and also the spyware and adware as well as keyloggers and the monitoring. So we definitely want to make sure that that is on.
Right. Okay.
As far as control goes, if you go back to control, that may be where you might be able to go ahead and block certain devices from getting online.
Okay, it says add new freeze schedule. I'll see if it just says freeze internet. So that's...
Well, that's the thing. You can actually assign devices to that.
Okay.
So if you freeze a device, you can select a device that you want no access to the internet to.
Yeah, it doesn't show the individual ones that are... when I click on that, it just, if I go add new free schedule, it just says, well, there's a custom. The schedule selected will apply to all devices belonging to our home. Okay. Oh, I see. That's kind of interesting. System. Well, the hard thing is that those other ones don't have names, so I don't even know how to put them in there.
So the other thing is if you see the unknown device, do you see the three dots next to it in devices?
Under the control?
If you go back to where you saw those devices that you said you didn't recognize.
Okay, yeah.
There should be three dots to the right of it.
see.
In your offline device list.
Okay, I'm just finding it hard to find that. Where that was again. It was under room what? Under pods?
Well, you should be able to see it under home.
Home.
In the device list. You can also set each device to each person too. Which can be kind of handy.
Be in the network. Hold on.
So do you see where it says at the bottom of the screen, you should be able to see like a home, like a house looking button, and then there should be like people.
Right.
If you click on the people one, there should be a secondary two tab at the bottom of the screen that shows people and devices.
Devices, right. Devices.
If you click on devices, and it'll show which one is offline.
Oh, okay. The two, the Pixel 7, the Apple.
Uh-huh.
Apple printer, Apple with Canon printer.
You should be able to go down to the ones that are currently offline.
Okay.
And those two with no names don't show up.
They don't show up. I'm going to look under guests. Devices connected to your resort. No.
Check the internet only.
Open Wi-Fi settings. New internet only password.
No, that's not.
That would be internet only password.
No, so that would be one that you would be set for those whom you would like your guests to access internet only.
Okay. Let me ask you this. The spam house said that my IP address has been classified as part of a third-party proxy network. This time your IP and bandwidth are being exploited by at least one residential proxy reseller. If I go to my settings for ArchTop Fiber proxies, there's auto proxy discovery, automatic proxy configuration, web proxy, HTTP, secure web proxy, HTTPS. Are those things I should enable?
No, so you would definitely want to leave. By default, your proxy settings should be set to auto.
Okay.
As we had verified that yesterday as well.
Because none of these settings are
on.
Are on.
On the computer, on the.
Yes, that would be the computer itself. As far as like the proxy settings for your IP address and everything, those should be set to automatic.
Right. But so if somebody was hijacking our internet, right? By changing the password, they won't be able to get in anymore, will they?
I'm sorry, repeat that.
So, if someone was hijacking, as it was suggested, someone was hijacking our IP address here.
Mm-hmm.
If we've changed the Wi-Fi address, the password, they shouldn't be able to get in, should they?
Correct. They should not be able to get in without knowing the new password. Unless there's a keylogger on your computer with, like, malware information, that would be the only way that they would be able to determine that.
Okay. And there's not. I've done malware checks.
Okay.
Okay. So we'll give this a shot, and hopefully this will resolve it.
Yeah, and then I would also verify, you know, change all of your passwords for your email specifically, and anything else that might have or share that same password. Because sometimes I get the notifications that, you know, my password has been somehow leaked on the dark web, for example. So anything that needs or is even recommended, I mean, I've even had my iPhone tell me, hey, you should change this on the website. Like, your password seems to match similar passwords that we've had leaks for, you know? So at that point, you know, it's a good practice to keep changing your password every 3 months or so, as far as like your email password. I personally keep like a little password book for myself. I have a book that says WTF is my password, which is kind of a nice little joke because I'm usually pretty good at remembering it. But there are times where, you know, it's like, oh, shoot, I just changed it. Can't remember what it was. So I just go into my little password book just so that I can gain access to it. And I usually change it every 3 to 6 months.
All right, that would be a
very good practice. And wherever you can get like a two-factor authentication, I have two-factor authentication, especially for my Facebook. I've had people try to log into my Facebook from other parts of the world, like even Vietnam. So it is good practice to enable that two-factor authentication so it sends you a text, as annoying as it can get, typing in that passcode or saying, hey, yes, this is me trying to log in. Really helps with that extra security.
Okay. All right. Do you want to ask anything else, Paul?
No, I'm writing back to Spam House and just asking them to check this again.
Okay.
All right. Do you want to watch
If you'd like me to stay on the line, I can definitely do so.
Well, no, they're not going to get back.
They won't get back. Back right away. So we'll let you go. I'll probably get you again anyway, because we seem to be having that good luck. So. All right. Thank you very much, CJ.
Oh, you are very, very welcome. And in the meantime, just give us a call as soon as you need any help, and we'll be more than happy to help.
Okay, great. Thank you.
You are very, very welcome, and thank you so much for calling Archtop. Have a wonderful weekend.
You too.
Thanks. Bye-bye.